Phoenix used to require group homes maintain a one-quarter-mile distance from each other. But that changed after a group home operator and the Department of Justice complained the city was violating the Fair Housing Act. Drug and alcohol addictions are considered disabilities, and the government requires cities to provide reasonable accommodation to people in recovery. Phoenix hasn't figured out how to do that yet, and residents from across the city say their neighborhoods are suffering.
As many as 10 men, it's a home for men, live next door, and they can only smoke in their backyard. So it comes into my yard, which changes my quality of life, as you can imagine. I have personally experienced harassing behavior from a resident looking me up and down in a lewd sexual way while I'm walking my dog.
In a one-quarter mile area, there's 9 unregistered sober living homes. That's a lot clustered in a small area.
While the state of Arizona regulates homes for foster children and people with physical and developmental disabilities, it does not regulate sober living homes, and neither does Phoenix. The city's legal team has cautioned that creating rules for one type of home could lead to lawsuits. Subcommittee members directed staff to research a potential registry and enforcement measures. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.